Hi, this is Dr. Bob McClutch. I'm Clutch.
I'm Dr. Bob.
Got a lot of good stuff for you guys this week.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got two drafts we're gonna do. We're gonna hit a little pop culture, some music this week.
Yeah, we haven't touched on music that much throughout the couple episodes we've done.
Pretty much not at all.
Yeah. So we figured, hey, it's about that time. Also, the sports world is kind of down this week.
As it is usually during the summer.
Yeah, I mean, dog days of summer.
Right. You know what I mean? And if there's not something we want to talk about, we figure you definitely don't want to hear about it.
Exactly.
But we do have some Premier League talk.
Yes, we are going to switch it back to sports a little bit later in the podcast. Talk a little Premier League stuff. Try to get Dr. Bob in the swing of things so next week he can pick his team.
Right. It's coming up.
Yeah,
it's a big decision for me.
Premier League starts in about 10 days.
Yeah.
So
I haven't fully formed my criteria for what my team is going to be.
You got a little
time. You know,
time.
Like, I want a good team. Mm-hmm. I don't need a great team. Like, I'm going to be looking at uniforms, name, players that they have, things like that.
Sure.
So,
also in the mix, we're going to have a contest, and then we'll continue with the running bet, and then we'll end it with a big finish.
Yeah, a few shout-outs
as well. Anyway, so, all right, let's jump into this whole music thing.
All right,
first off, we're going to give you the structure of it.
Yeah, like parameters of whatnot.
It's going to be structured as a draft, but it's less of a draft, more of a conversation.
It is a draft, though.
It is a draft.
And, I mean, we're competing against each other, right?
Not only that, we're expecting you to judge us upon our draft.
Right. Now, the criteria like for the draft, what makes a good draft, I mean, it's kind of subjective.
Yeah, we're not... Yeah, it definitely is subjective. And we're not going to be choosing bands, we're going to be choosing genres.
Right, we have a list of 12 genres that we're choosing from. We're going to give you the full rundown here in a second. But I guess what I'm saying is, I won't be picking my 6 favorite genres. Hmm. I'm going to do this based on, I want some balance, I want some obscurity, but also I do want some good music.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, it is a genre draft.
All right. You want to give them a rundown of the genres?
Yeah, the first one we have is classic rock.
Examples?
Led Zeppelin, Bob Dylan.
Beatles, Guns N' Roses, Kiss.
Yeah, so like we're kind of looking for the full spectrum here.
Right, right.
I mean, we're spending quite a few years here, and yeah.
This next genre is the one that had the most discussion involved with it.
Yeah,
just because it's a very broad genre.
Yeah, and by the way, I mean, it's really hard to put certain bands into certain genres. Yeah. I mean, we know this. We're not saying this is their genre. We're saying, for our purposes, this is where we put them.
Right.
Just to give you an idea.
All right, so this next one is new rock.
Yeah, we discussed alternative rock. We didn't really know where we were going to go with it. We're calling it new rock.
New rock. It consists of bands like Black Keys, Kings of Leon,
Dave Matthews,
John Mayer, Three Doors Down, and then... I think we can agree on the low end. People like Nickelback, stuff like that.
Yeah.
They have to fall somewhere.
They do.
Yeah.
We'll leave it at that.
Yeah, it's neither here nor there. All right, then our third is punk rock.
Right. Green Day, The Ramones.
Clash, bands like that.
Yeah.
Punk bands.
Right. Then we've got R&B.
R&B is also a pretty big spectrum.
Yeah,
but
I mean, we're working with decades here.
Yeah.
Luther Vandross.
Aretha Franklin. R. Kelly.
Yeah, Usher.
Yeah, Usher even. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
After that, you've got your just standard pop.
Right. Lady Gaga.
Britney Spears.
NSYNC.
Backstreet Boys.
Ricky Martin.
Ricky Martin even. Absolutely. After that, a very popular genre, rap.
Yeah. Some rap examples.
Yeah, Lil Wayne, Dr. Dre.
Luda, Tupac.
Run DMC. You know, 50 Cent, any of those guys.
Yeah, we're just trying to give you an idea of our spectrum, too. Mm-hmm. We're not saying this is where they fall, but this is just kind of what we're going with. After that, we've got, all right, so pop country.
Mm-hmm.
We're making it, we're distinguishing between real country.
And pop country.
And yeah.
We're not saying we're like either one of them more than the other.
Right, we're just saying there is a difference.
Yeah.
So pop country, I mean, that's Garth Brooks, Tim McGraw.
Kenny Chesney.
Blake Shelton.
Dixie Chicks. Faith Hill.
Yeah, Brad Paisley, Keith Urban, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Then real country.
Real country. You got your Townes Van Zandt.
Underrated, by the way.
Completely.
Johnny Cash, Waylon Jennings.
Hank Williams.
Loretta Lynn. Merle Haggard,
yeah,
stuff like that.
Yeah.
After that, this is also another really broad genre, indie music.
Yeah, and we're using this term very loosely.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, like, if you started out as an indie band, essentially, if you haven't completely sold out, which, I mean, I guess you could argue, we're sticking with you.
Indie bands consist of Death Cab for Cutie, My Morning Jacket,
Iron and Wine, Wilco,
and then a deep cut for you guys, Noah Gunderson.
Yeah, buddy.
If you haven't heard of him,
check him out.
Yeah, Google it.
Can you YouTube Noah?
Yeah.
All right, Noah Gunderson.
Noah Gunderson.
Give him a shout.
After that, we've got the blues, where a lot of music stemmed off from.
I mean, essentially, all rock music came from blues.
Yeah.
B.B. King, Robert Johnson, Muddy Waters,
Lightning Hopkins, John Lee Hooker, all those guys.
Yeah.
Then you've got jazz.
We understand that there's a lot of particularly new rock and classic rock bands out there that, I mean, essentially it's blues with a twist.
Yeah.
And that became rock and roll. We're not including them in our blues.
No.
Our blues category. Just to be clear, we understand. Jazz music.
Jazz music. You're Miles Davis, John Coltrane,
Dizzy Gillespie.
You know, people like that.
Yeah, we throw Billie Holiday in there?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright, and then for our last category, the 12th category, we're going to each be taking six.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to write them down as we go. Singer-songwriter.
Right. James Taylor.
Jack Johnson, Eliza Gilkinson, J-May.
People like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Singer-songwriters.
Okay, so just... That's a wide spectrum as well.
Yeah.
I mean, all these are.
Just to give you a quick rundown, just so you have it on your mind, the 12 category, the 12 genres are classic rock, new rock, punk rock, R&B, pop, rap, pop country, real country, indie, blues, jazz, and then singer-songwriter.
Right.
All right, we're about to flip a coin live on air.
Yeah, we're flipping a nickel.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't find a quarter at Highland Studios.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's Dire Straits around here.
It's probably one somewhere, but
you
got the nickel. I'm going to flip it. You call it in the air. I'll grab it off the floor.
All right.
We'll go with it. All right, flip.
Heads.
All right.
It's tails,
ladies and gentlemen. Okay. Alright, so I have first pick.
Mm-hmm.
I have no, like, going into this, I had no set strategy.
Before you draft, we are snaking it.
We are snaking it. So I have the first pick, you'll have second and third, I'll have fourth, fifth. Yeah. Alright, because of that, wow. Alright, I'm going to take,
I know,
I think it has to be the first pick. I mean, for me, it has to be the first pick. I'm taking classic rock.
Okay. That's what I wanted you to take.
I know, and I mean, you probably could have pinpointed that one.
I probably would have done the same.
I thought about mixing it up a little bit, but essentially, I mean, it boils down to, am I willing to give you the second and third pick? Because you're going to, with classic rock on the board, because you were going to take it.
Yeah.
So, classic rock. Zeppelin, Dylan, we're going as far as Guns N' Roses and Kiss.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
mid-80s.
That's less of my thing. You know.
But yeah, they're included.
Pink Floyd, Velvet Underground, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Alright, so you got second and third pick.
I have second and third pick. I'm going to go with the second pick of the draft. I'm going to go with blues.
I mean, alright, so let's be clear right here. I didn't want to tell you what I was struggling with, but it was going to be classic rock or blues with that first pick.
I'm going to go with blues just because essentially, I mean, of the 12 genres, the argument could be made that all 12 genres stem from blues.
And that's, I mean...
Yeah. And also, I really like blues.
And for me personally, I've probably sit around and listen to blues more than any of the other genres.
Yeah.
Which is a little bit weird, maybe, but...
Yeah.
I do it.
Yeah.
Muddy Waters really gets me going.
See, I'm more of a Lightning Hopkins guy.
Alright. Man, understandable.
Yeah.
Where's Fats Domino fall? Are we putting him in blues or jazz?
Probably jazz.
Alright. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, alright. We'll let that one slide.
Anyway, with my third pick, this one's tough. Because I feel like classic rock and blues were always going to be one and two.
I mean, we never discussed this, but
yeah,
it's kind of given.
Yeah. I'm going to go with my second pick, third pick overall, just because the most music I listen to comes out of this genre. I'm going to go, and I understand, I completely understand what all it entails.
Okay, I feel better.
But I'm going to go new rock.
All right, I'm glad you went there.
I'm going to go new rock. All right. Because I listen to a ton of Black Keys, Kings of Leon.
Black Keys will be in Birmingham next month?
Yeah, September 20th, something like that.
Yeah, with Kings of Leon.
We will be there.
Yeah.
And I understand it encompasses your Nickelbacks, your Creeds, stuff like that. But I'm willing to take that.
Okay. I'm glad you took it.
Yeah, I mean,
I'll be honest. I was worried you're going to take what I'm about to take. Mm-hmm. I've got to get it off the board.
I mean, it was between these two.
Take a guess.
Indie?
No, actually.
Oh, really?
Taking real country.
Solid pick.
I mean, all right, you give me some Townes Van Zandt, some Johnny Cash, some Hank Williams,
mm-hmm.
Senior.
Some Merle Haggard.
Yeah, and
Mama Tribe.
Yeah. I mean, like, I can sit there and listen to that shit all day. So, also, I feel like those guys understood the plight of the working man.
Yeah.
Which I can appreciate.
Yep.
Do I have the next pick as well?
Yes, you do.
Okay. Alright, so, classic rock, new rock, real country, and blues, they're off the board. Off the board? Okay. Probably gonna take, it's gonna surprise you.
Okay.
No, I can't do it. I'm gonna take indie rock.
Okay.
This is difficult because I can't tell you what I was gonna take because you might.
I wish I wouldn't have guessed indie.
Were you gonna guess indie?
No. You asked me to guess and I wish I wouldn't have guessed at all.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you, at that point, you might would have passed over indie.
I was torn. I can't tell you what I was torn between, though. But yeah, I mean, majority of my time, if I'm not listening to blues, I'm probably listening to indie rock. And like we say, it's not really indie rock.
Yeah.
It's, you know?
Yeah.
But give me some My Morning
Jacket. Not necessarily indie rock, but just indie music.
Yeah. Give me some My Morning Jacket any day of the week.
Yeah.
It's good to chill out, too. Whatnot. So, yeah.
Okay, so classic rock, blues, new rock, real country, indie are off the board. I've got the sixth pick overall, my third pick total.
We're in the middle of the draft right here.
Yeah. Wow, this is a real tough one right here. I mean, this first pick isn't tough. I'm taking jazz.
Right. It was a big name left on the board.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like, and I've heard this quote before, I heard it on a documentary I watched on Netflix. Check it out. Anyway, the dude, he was some professor at some college or something. He said that in 500 years, when America might not be on the map anymore, and people look back on America, and they're like, what three things were exclusively American and will stand the test of time? Blues, it's baseball, and it's jazz.
I can believe it. I mean, it's an American art form.
Yeah. And it's one wildly that globally people respect.
Yeah. I like to think about music in terms of what type of music do I want to listen to in relation to a meal.
Yeah.
What I mean by that is, alright, I cook a meal. Or I cook it, I'm eating the appetizers, I'm eating my main course,
mm-hmm.
Then I go to dessert, and then doing my dishes later, I'm going out after my meal.
Mm-hmm.
Jazz is firmly, like, sits between cooking the meal / appetizer.
Mm-hmm.
It's beginning, it sets the tone. I don't know if this makes sense at all, but, like, that's where jazz sides for me.
Yeah. I can see that.
It could go dessert because I could throw some blues in there at the beginning. But if I'm listening to while I'm eating my meal, which I always listen to music while I'm eating and preparing a meal, jazz is definitely on the docket. And I can't say that about most of these other genres. And eating is my favorite thing to do.
Yeah. With the 7th pick overall, my 4th pick total. This one's a tough one because I'm torn between two. One of them I really want, and one of them I could do without. I do like the genre, but I know it would gut you if I took it. But that's not really what I'm worried about. I'm just worried about building the strongest.
Look, this is all about,
the strongest arsenal.
Your draft's about you, not about
me. Yeah, absolutely.
I think I know. If you say you're going to gut me, I know it's when you're taking
it. Yeah, obviously. But I really do like that stuff, particularly that first artist we wrote down. I think I'm going to have to do it, man.
Do it. Go for it. He's taking Pop Country.
Yeah, I'm going to take Pop Country.
I know it.
Not because I don't like the label Pop Country, but, that's what it is. But Garth Brooks, Alan Jackson, Tim McGraw, guys like that. Yeah, it is Pop Country, but they've made some phenomenal albums, music, records, whatever.
Yeah, it's good to listen to.
Yeah, it's listenable.
If I'm listening to the radio, honestly, New Country is what... I'll call it New Country instead of Pop Country. How's that? I'll listen to that more so than just about anything else on the radio. If I'm listening to music on the radio. I do have Sirius, so I kind of throw in some ESPN radio, that kind of thing.
Sure.
All right, I've got the next two picks, so I only have 3 picks left. No particular order right here because I have the 2 next picks. I'm going to take Pop.
Okay.
Because of the mass appeal of Pop, but also because I really enjoy dancing. Most of the time if I'm dancing, I'm not really dancing to rap. I'm dancing to Pop.
Mm-hmm.
And so I need that in my arsenal, if you will. And after that, I'm going to take singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
Normally it mellows you out a little bit. You can appreciate the fact that they're kind of on stage. Normally it's an acoustic set. You know? There's a realness to it.
Yeah. Definitely.
I'm a big Jack Johnson fan. Also a big James Taylor fan.
I'm a big James Taylor fan, less Jack Johnson.
Yeah, alright, so for Jack Johnson, I gotta be in the mood. But if I'm in the mood, he really hits the spot. Does that make sense?
Maybe. I'm just not a Jack Johnson fan.
Who do you like better that's a singer-songwriter?
Connor
Oberst, singer-songwriter?
Yeah.
Yeah? I can see that.
Yeah. I don't like Connor Oberst's, political aspect.
Right.
But I do like listening to Connor Oberst.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so we've only got 3 left on the board.
What are they? R&B, rap, and punk rock?
Punk rock.
So essentially, I'm left with your scraps.
Yes. Yes, you are. I'm going to take these two, and the one I'm leaving you with, obviously you have to take it, and then after you take it, I would like to expound on it a little bit. I would like to talk about it.
Go for it.
Anyway, with the 10th pick overall, my 5th pick, I'm going to take R&B.
Okay.
R&B encompasses a lot of music, and a lot of really good music.
Yeah.
It's soulful.
That's exactly what I was about to say.
Not only is it soulful, but it's rhythm and blues. You know?
Right.
It is good music.
It is also, I would argue, extremely American.
Yeah.
Which, alright, so, I love America, whatever. I wouldn't consider myself extremely patriotic, but I am proud of the fact that America's produced some good stuff.
Yeah.
And R&B is one of the things that we have, probably essentially started.
Yeah.
Alright, so continue.
Alright, and then with my 11th pick, I'm going to be taking punk rock.
Alright.
I had my phase back in the day where I listened to some punk rock. It's not my favorite, but I will take it. If someone gave it to me, I'd take it.
Who's your favorite punk rock band?
Oh, man. It's a good question. It's definitely for sure not Green Day.
Okay.
I can't stand Green Day. But I've listened to my fair share of The Clash, The Ramones. There were some newer bands that were kind of, all over the board. These are kind of obscure, and people are going to hear it. And I don't like these bands anymore, but I did back when I was, a junior in high school. There was Rufio, and there was another band, Gatsby's American Dream. Deep Cuts, realistically pretty shitty bands. But I did listen to them back in the day.
You were in a band in high school.
I was
the drummer. What was the name of your band?
The Frats.
what would you classify the frats
as? We transcended genre. We've talked about this a lot.
Obviously, look, all these bands, all these acts, all these groups, all these people pretty much transcend.
I understand.
I mean, you got your exceptions. Lady Gaga does not transcend genres, but
we talked about this a lot. We put our stuff in our own genre.
What was it called?
Myth rock.
All right, I don't buy that.
Okay. All our lyrics were mythologically based.
All right, I'm fine with that.
Okay. All
right, if you've got to put yourself in one of these 12 genres, what was it?
It was a meld of... It falls somewhere between styles, new rock and classic rock, probably more on the new rock side.
All right.
Probably more so.
So you're kind of like Nickelback.
No. A lot of our stuff, my brother, pretty good guitarist, actually.
Kevin Byram.
Doc. He is well-versed in blues.
Right.
Like, extremely well-versed. So a lot of our stuff had a lot of blues aspects to it. So, I mean, yeah, somewhere between classic rock and new rock.
Right, that's easy to say. I'm putting you in new rock.
Yeah. Fair enough.
All right, so last pick of the draft. Obviously, there's one genre left. I'm taking rap.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, I'm okay with that. I'll take rap over punk rock any day. I'm scared you're going to leave me with punk rock. So
I would not have done that.
I mean, there's some good rappers out there. I mean, like, I don't, I'm level with you. I don't listen to it on the reg. But, like, I understand people enjoying it. I mean, hey, you know, there's something to be said for making music, I guess we'll call it that people enjoy.
Yeah. I do have an amount of respect for rap, because it is some of it, very little, is very innovative, and some of the lyrics are very good, very thoughtful. Sounds weird, because we use it in such a weird way.
Right.
But on the high end, some of the guys are really good and really good at what they do. But overall, rap for me is just like it's a mindless exercise in music.
Whoa.
Majority of the songs that hit the radio, the main music, the main melody, the main beats are sampled from a former song.
I grant you that.
I understand it's hard to come up with lyrics, but it's harder to come up with music and lyrics than it is to come up with lyrics.
I totally agree. Look, it was the 12th pick in the draft.
Right. Yeah. And then also, particularly, Southern rap, I cannot stand. Where they have three verses, each verse consists of 8 words worth of music, and then the choruses consist of repeating the same word, auto-toned, for a minute at a time. I can't take it.
All right, so where do you like rap from? East Coast, West Coast?
A little bit of both. I think the best rap, lyrically, comes out of East Coast / Midwest.
Right.
But the best music, beats, melody stuff definitely is West Coast stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that's understandable.
Definitely.
All right, so rundown. Dr. Bob. So classic rock, real country, indie, pop, singer, songwriter, and rap.
And then I took Clutch. Took blues, new rock, jazz, pop country, R&B, and punk rock. I would say if I could have one of yours, it would either be real country or indie.
Okay. If I could have one of yours, I'm taking blues.
Yeah. See, that's why I didn't say classic rock, because I mean, yeah, classic rock is different from blues, but I pretty much got you there.
Well, look, I'm happy with classic rock. I took it first. I thought about this.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but, because classic rock, I mean, it encompasses so much.
Yeah, it does.
So many great bands, great groups.
Yeah, definitely.
Whatever. I understand the blues was the beginning. I mean, that's been well documented here, but...
Yeah, I mean, classic rock was the stuff we were raised on. You know what I mean? Essentially.
Yeah, it's the stuff that... I mean, it's still there. It's classic for a reason.
Yeah.
I think we're probably both pretty solid. I mean, like, I don't think that one of us totally dominated the other.
Yeah.
I'd like to think that classic rock kind of gives me an edge, but rap and maybe singer-songwriter draws me down. But we knew that those 4 picks were going to be the last 4 picks.
I think to the layman.
Or laywoman.
Yeah. I think just a rant, if we picked a random person off the street, they would like yours better. I, however, think the music enthusiast might would like mine better.
Yeah, you do have Nickelback on your sound, though. I don't mean to harp on it, but let's be honest. I mean, it's there.
Well, you also have, I mean, let's throw a couple out there.
Kiss.
Yeah, you do have Kiss. You do have Petey Pablo.
That's kind of
Kiss isn't. I don't mind Kiss.
I'm not a big Kiss fan.
You do have Britney Spears. You do have Backstreet Boys. New Kiss on the Block.
Yeah.
I mean, we both have our pros and cons.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, but anyway, what we want you guys to do is give us some feedback. We would like to hear something about this. You know what I mean?
Right. Like, give us your six that you would take if you're picking by yourself, or say, hey, Dr. Bob's an idiot. What was he thinking taking, like, real country?
Yeah. Now, real country was a class pick.
Well, look, we both know this. Yeah. Listeners might disagree, though.
Well, I would disagree with them. But anyway, alright, so now we're going to move on to the running bet. Excuse me, the contest.
Right, alright, so you had a contest last week. Mm-hmm. You lost again.
Yep.
It's my turn for a contest. I've lost one contest. I needed to get my, it was the last one that I took. I needed to get my streak going again. I have no idea, as always, what this contest is about.
All right. To give you the parameters first.
Right.
You're going to have 60 seconds, a full minute.
Should I write something down or no?
No. I'll write it down.
Okay.
You're going to have 60 seconds, a full minute, to and then the over-under is set at 6.5.
Okay.
It might be a little high, and I honestly don't know if it's in your wheelhouse or not. But it is, it's doable. On your day, you can get it for sure.
All right. So I've got to get 7 to win.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Going with our next segment, the 2010-2011 Premier League season. There are 20 teams in the English Premier League.
Oh, my God. I'm not getting 6.5 of these.
You want to drop it to 5.5?
7 of these.
You want to drop it to 5.5?
I don't think it matters. We'll go 6.5. I'm a man.
All right. We'll go 6.5. You've got to name over 6.5 of the 20 2010-2011 Premier League teams. You ready?
Do I have? Can I just give this like city name, or do I have to give the full name?
It kind of depends, because there's some that there are multiples.
All right. Are we ready to start this? Tell me when.
I'm ready when you are.
All right, I'm ready.
1, 2, 3, go.
Man U, Man City, Arsenal, Tottenham, Liverpool. How many is that?
It's 5.
Oh my God. Those are the 5 that I know.
You got 40 seconds. You got plenty of time. Pace yourself.
All right, I'm thinking, man. I'm trying to think of others. Chelsea, a 6. I need one more.
Yeah, man. You got 30 seconds.
All right, let me think about it. Everton.
There it is, man. Those were.
Yes.
Those were. Keep going.
I don't know, bro.
Just think of cities.
I don't know that many cities in England. Dover? Is that in England?
There is a Dover team, but it's not in the Premier League.
Okay. Well, hey, London?
London.
Right. I don't know, man. Time's up. Like, I got it, so.
Alright, the reason I set it at 6.5,
yeah.
These were the exact 7 that I thought you would
pick. I had none other, obviously.
Alright, I'm going to read you out the rest of the teams.
Alright. I can't believe I just did that. I'll level with you.
These were...
Wait, alright, let me tell you this.
And these are 7 that you should know.
When you asked me the question, though, I was thinking I knew about 4.
I thought about this for a while, and I knew these were the exact 7 that you would get if you got 7. Alright. Arsenal, what you got? Aston Villa? All
right. I mean, I've heard Aston Villa before. But
Birmingham?
Yeah, I mean...
Blackburn?
I never
Blackpool, know. A new team that just got promoted this year. Bolton? Chelsea, what you got? Everton, what you got? Fulham?
Could have gotten Fulham.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Liverpool, Man City, Man United, Newcastle, Stoke City, Sunderland, Tottenham, West Bromwich Albion, West Ham, Wigan, and Wolverhampton Wanderers.
All right, the only ones that I've even ever heard of that I didn't name would be Birmingham, Fulham, Newcastle, But I don't even like. It's hard to really figure out my mind. I mean, maybe I just knew Newcastle because of the beer.
Yeah.
And then Wigan.
Yep.
But I mean, I love Lee. I'm real proud of my.
Yeah.
Seven.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So we're gonna talk a little EPL right here, English Premier League. The season starts next Saturday.
Next Saturday.
What happens 14th. This Saturday?
It's not actually this Saturday. It's this Sunday. It's a Community Shield. They play it every year. It's kind of like a preseason kickoff. The game doesn't mean anything. The winner will get a trophy. Every year it's between the Premier League winner and the FA Cup winner. The FA Cup is the domestic cup.
Okay.
Similar to, I guess you could compare it to the NBA playoffs or whatever, but the difference is every team in England gets to play in the FA Cup.
What does FA stand for?
Football Association.
Okay.
The U.S. has a similar thing to the FA Cup. It's the U.S. Open Cup. It's actually the oldest tournament of any kind in America.
Really?
Yes. And Norwood could compete in the U.S. Open Cup.
If we wanted to.
Yeah, I mean, if like we paid our fees and like set it up and did everything.
All right, let me let you podcast listeners know. Klutz is on a semi-professional football team based in Birmingham. Mm-hmm. I will be trying out for the team this year. It's a 25-man roster.
I'm trying to whip this guy into shape.
Yeah, we're working on it right now. The extent of my soccer football experience would be playing between the ages of 8 and 10, and then a total of about 2 games at Auburn playing intramurals. Mm-hmm. Also, a few games dicking around just in a yard. So I'm working on it. I'd like to think I'm a decent athlete. Mm-hmm. I will try out. I'm not granted a spot on the team. I'm trying out for this spot. If I don't make it, I don't make it. But we'll keep you podcast listeners informed.
Yeah, we should have something. We'll definitely have a definitive answer within a month.
Yeah, I mean.
But I think the roster's due in about 3 weeks.
All right.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to get some touches in.
We know what we're working with.
All right, so let's continue. All
right, so anyway, I'm going to give you guys a quick rundown of each team.
One of the reasons we're doing this is because I have to pick a team. I need a team to follow. I haven't found one yet. Seth Klutz is obviously a Manchester United fan, if you haven't picked up on that yet. I want kind of a Man U rival. But I don't know that I want like their largest rivals. Who would be Liverpool and Chelsea?
Liverpool.
Liverpool?
Yeah. Okay.
Liverpool. All right, give me a little rundown. What's up?
Okay.
If you can, a slight bit of info on jersey.
Yeah.
Situation, whatever.
Okay, I'm going to exclude some of the lower teams.
Right.
Your Newcastles, your Stokes, your Wolves, your Boltons, your Blackburns, Blackpool, West Brom, those teams like that. I'm essentially going to go with the 7 teams you named.
All right, that's a good start.
And then I'm going to add in Fulham.
Okay.
Because I know you've heard of them.
And Clint Dempsey plays for
them. Right. Okay. Right. We're going to start there at Fulham.
Okay.
Fulham is based in London. It's literally a stone's throw away from Chelsea.
Okay.
They are big rivals. However, Chelsea is a far larger club than Fulham. Fulham actually is, as far as stadiums go, Blackpool might rival it this year, but Fulham has Craven Cottage as their stadium. It's the smallest stadium in the Premier League. It's not like a 25,000, 23,000 seater, something like that.
It's cozy.
Yeah. Real cozy. Real family-oriented club, for sure.
Okay.
They've employed a number of Americans over the years. Currently, Clint Dempsey, Eddie Johnson, U.S. national team striker.
Yeah, I know Eddie Johnson, yeah.
Brian McBride played for him for a while.
Yeah.
Carlos Bocanegra played for him for a while.
Really?
And then Casey Keller, former U.S. men's national team goalkeeper, played for him. Bob Bradley, the current U.S. national team coach, was rumored for their job a couple weeks ago. Like, he was actually legitimately in the running. But they just named Mark Hughes their coach a couple days ago, so that put water to that fire. But yeah, so I mean, that's pretty much the rundown of that club. After that, I'm going to go in order from worst to best.
All right, give me some team colors for Fulham.
Team colors, home jersey white, away jersey, either black or red.
Okay.
It's pretty simple. Yeah. Their home sponsor last year was LG.
Okay.
I think they'll probably keep that this year. We've got it pulled up right here on the computer.
Yeah, this is pretty standard kit. Pretty simple, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want something outlandish.
Yeah. They used to be, their kit maker used to be some obscure company. I can't even remember the name of it, but now they have switched over to Nike to give them some legitimacy.
All right. Next club.
Next club, Everton.
All right.
Tim Howard, U.S. national team goalkeeper, plays for them.
Right, and Donovan was on loan to them last year.
Right.
Okay.
And it's rumored Donovan might be going there, but it's kind of the club is strapped for cash. They don't have a great owner or a particularly rich owner, so they can't splash the cash all over the place. So Donovan might actually be out of their price range. But it's also a real family-oriented club. It's based in the city of Liverpool. Liverpool is riddled with crime. People will rob their grandmothers, steal hubcaps, stuff like that. Just all around lowlifes.
All right, and I will level with you. I don't know that the whole family-oriented club is for me.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Valid.
All right, I'm looking at their jersey right now.
Just a royal blue?
Royal blue. Is that what we call that?
Royal blue. That was last season's. This season's a little bit different. Just a royal blue. They're sponsored by Chang Beer.
All right.
Which is a Chinese beer.
All right. I don't want to give anything away, but...
Yeah. Okay.
It's probably not going to happen.
Fair enough. Their manager, David Moyes, pretty good manager. I mean, he's okay, whatever. He's done a lot with what he's given, for sure. So, I mean, he's done a good job. And he's been at Fulham. He's the third longest serving manager in English football right now.
All right. Hit me up with Liverpool. Tell me about them. Here's the one thing I'll say. Would we still be able to do a podcast together if I'm a Liverpool fan?
Yeah, but it wouldn't be civil. And I can say that with all honesty. All
right, tell me about Liverpool, but
I'm going to try to be as unbiased as possible.
That is.
Pretty much Liverpool, just a bunch of low-life douchers.
Okay.
Okay, anyway, that was a joke. I was trying to be unbiased.
Can we say that on podcast?
Yeah.
Okay.
We've said far worse.
Okay.
Anyway, Liverpool... They're the most historic club in England.
I like history.
They've won 18 titles.
All right.
And they held that record for a long time until 2 years ago when United finally caught up with them.
So now they're tied.
Now they're tied.
So if I become a Liverpool fan this year and Liverpool wins, then...
Okay, I would put my dog on it that Liverpool will not win this year. Right. That, I mean, like, I'm not, like, just betting against Liverpool because I don't like them.
Don't do that to Lou.
I know. But, I mean,
you love Lou.
They are shite.
All right, keep going.
Okay, anyway.
Come on now.
They are the most historic club. They do have some fairly class players. They've got Fernando Torres. They actually just lost Yossi Ben Ayoun to Chelsea. But they've got Steven Gerrard, which is a name most people have heard.
Yeah, I know
Gerrard.
Played for the English team in the World Cup.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah. Their manager, they've got a new manager in this season. Rafa Benitez, their old one, left. He pretty much got forced out. Which was, it was merited. And then their new manager is Roy Hodgson.
Let me see the jersey.
An English guy who managed Fulham to a European final last year. So, I mean, he has the chops. Just a solid red kit.
All right.
They've got a new sponsor this year. It's not going to be Carlsberg. It's some financial company or something like that. I don't know.
Okay.
But, I mean, if you're into a real...
Hiccup, not a burp, but yeah. Hiccup.
If you're into a real loserly... jersey like that. Yeah, I mean, I guess it's for you.
All right, what's next? Give me Tottenham.
Next, we're going to go Tottenham. Yeah, we've actually gone in order right now of worst to best.
We haven't hit Chelsea yet.
Well, yeah, I mean, this isn't listed worst to best.
All right.
Okay, anyway.
Tottenham.
Tottenham's kind of the black sheep of English football. They're located in England. I mean, obviously in England.
Yeah.
In London. There is a Welsh club, not in the Premier League, but in the FA. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Tottenham is located in London.
By the way, I don't totally understand Great Britain.
Okay.
But we'll drop that.
Yeah, that's for a later date. Tottenham is located in London. Their main rival is Arsenal. It's one of the bigger rivalries in the league, the North London Derby. It's real heated. A lot of players have traded, have gone from one team to another. So there's a lot of bad blood there.
Let me get a jersey put on.
Okay. Their manager is Harry Redknapp.
Harry?
Harry Redknapp.
I like that.
He's class.
I like Harry.
He's pure class.
I like a guy named Harry.
Pure. Every team he's been with, he's turned around. They finished in the top four last season, which means that we play in Champions League football this year.
Okay.
They're kind of, if I had to compare them to one team in the, in American sports, it would probably be the Boston Red Sox, I guess. They're a team that's gone a long time without a trophy. The fans are like really starved for trophies.
But they haven't won one yet, right?
No, they haven't won a top-flight championship in 50-odd years.
Because here's what I don't want to do. I don't want to jump on a bandwagon.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
like, I'm okay with being a fan who's being shut out of championships. I'm not going to jump on a bandwagon with a team that's won two straight or something.
Sure, sure.
I mean, and I'm looking at their jerseys right now. Probably my favorite so far.
Okay. I think they're a hair tacky, but okay.
I mean, whatever, you know, like, Twitch is on.
Yeah.
Don't hate, all right?
They've got some class players. They've got Jermaine Defoe, Peter Crouch, Roman Pavlyuchenko, Lely King in the back. I mean, they're a decent squad, but they're not championship caliber.
There's one reason where I would say shy away from them. I'll tell you that next week.
Okay. They are, I think I know the reason. They are not championship quality. I can say that for a fact.
All right.
After that, the next best team, I would label them the fourth best team currently in English football is Man City.
Okay.
Only because Man City has essentially bought their team. They just got last year they got a chic owner, like the third richest person in the world or something.
All right. I like money.
They've spent over the past 12 months something ridiculous, like $300 million. Dollars. It's probably more than that. I think they spent like 200 million pounds on players. They bought Robinho, Roque Santa Cruz, just all these class footballers, but, you know, they're a team of individuals now, not necessarily a team.
All right, before you tell me anything else, I will say I'm not a front runner.
Yeah.
Also, I'm not a big fan of just trying to build your team through free agents.
Yeah.
And I know it's not free agency in EPL. It's different, but essentially it's the same. Also, I'm not a fan of those Baby Blues right there.
Actually, I don't like Man City, but the Baby Blues don't bother me. The thing that does bother me is that they got Carlos Tevez, who was a Manchester United player. But I don't fault City for it. I fault Tevez. He just, I don't know, low life.
They wear Umbro?
Yeah, they do wear Umbro.
Does anybody else in EPL wear Umbro?
Yeah, I think Birmingham does. And I think Blackburn might now.
Alright, I mean, I don't know if I can get behind them, bro.
I mean, they're owned by Nike now. They got bought by Nike last year. They personally tailor their jerseys for each player.
Alright.
And they also tailor for the England national team. I don't have a problem with them, bro. I don't. But Man City will be they're an outside title contender this year. In the future, yeah, they will be a title contender just because of the amount of money they have.
All right, well.
Yeah.
All right, let's continue. What's next?
Okay.
All right, let it be known, we're not going to talk about Man U. I'm not going to be a Man U fan.
Okay. Fair enough. I mean that's good because I was going to announce them last because we are the best team in the league, but okay. Okay.
You're the best team until I find a team to root for.
Okay.
How's that?
The third best team in England currently, and it's weird to say they're the third best team because it kind of speaks volumes of the quality of the league. I don't really think they're third best quality is Arsenal.
Right.
They do have a class manager, but he's a little chintzy. Doesn't like to splash the cash. He's a economist by trade. His name is Arsene Wenger. Mm-hmm. He's been with them for a long, long time. Not as long as Sir Alex Ferguson at Manchester United, but he has built a solid core of a team built around Cesc Fabregas, who may or may not be leaving. But they do get results, they do grind out some victories, and they do play, pains me to say, a attractive brand of football.
Alright, well, I'm gonna stop you right here. I've seen too many Arsenal jerseys walking around. I don't think I can handle it.
Yeah.
This is not for me.
Yeah, fair enough. And I applaud your decision on that.
Alright, so we got one team left?
Yeah, one team left besides Manchester United. But it's Chelsea. Chelsea a lot of people forget this. Because Roman Abramovich, like the 10th richest person in the world, bought Chelsea 6-7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he did the same exact thing that Man City's doing now. Just bolt talent, bolt talent, bolt talent. Didn't try to crunch any numbers. He paid over the odds for so many players just because he could, you know?
Right.
And they have a good squad now. They do. They've got Frank Lampard, John Terry, Peter Cech, Michael Essien, Didier Drogba. They've got some real good players, but I just can't get behind Chelsea. I mean, it's a bald franchise. But they are the current Premier League champions. I do have to give them that. They are the current FA Cup champions. I have to give them that. So, I mean, give credit where credit's due.
Let me see the jerseys.
You might like them.
Essentially, for me, if the jersey is real sharp, then I'll probably take the team.
This one is what we're going to be working with this year.
Okay. Is that... What would we call that? It's not really royal blue. It's more of a...
It's Chelsea blue.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah. It's pretty close to royal.
Yeah, it's kind of between royal and navy.
Yeah.
Samsung still be their partner this
year? I believe so.
Alright. So this gives me a lot to work with.
Yeah. We'll go over some stuff later in the week, obviously.
Yeah, but I've got a good...
I will say this, and I want all the podcasters to know this up front. Dr. Bob's best chance of getting into EPL football is becoming a Manchester United fan, because he would be able to watch every single second of Manchester United football with me.
Look, man.
I mean, I understand. I completely understand. But I'm just letting...
I feel like a total sellout if I just said, oh, hey, my buddy Clutch is a Man U fan. I'm going to be a Man U fan.
Don't think about it as a selling out. Selling yet.
No, bro. I'm selling out. I can't do it.
Whatever, man.
I'm just going to say it right here, right now. I can't do it.
Fair enough.
Did you think I was ever going to do that?
No, I didn't. But do I think you should do it? Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, I'll just watch the games with you to figure out what the competition is going to be like for my kick-ass team.
Okay, whatever. Anyway, so that's about it for the Premier League Roundup.
All right.
We'll come back next week. Dr. Bob will make his decision. I'll obviously come back with a rebuttal.
Yeah, if you have any
suggestions,
any of your favorite teams out there, if they happen to not be Man U, we will hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
If they are Man U, just email Clutch directly. I don't want to see that shit.
Yeah.
All right, running bet.
Running bet this week, we went a little off the wall.
Yeah, we're delving into something much different than we've ever talked about before.
We are. I do think it's something that merits being talked about, though.
Right, definitely. There's no doubt in my mind.
We wanted to switch it back to sports this week, just to, you know, kind of bring the podcast together. And we've never, ever, I don't even think we've mentioned this.
We haven't. We're talking NASCAR. We're talking NASCAR Watkins Glen, road course. We're both somewhat closet NASCAR fans. Mm. I mean, I think I'll put myself in that category. Like, I don't watch every race, whatever, but, like,
yeah.
I'm not against it.
I don't know if I'd classify myself as closet as more as casual. There is a difference.
There's a difference. I think maybe on both.
Okay. Fair enough.
Alright, so Clutch is up 2-1 on me this week. He won last week. The bet was on Inception versus Dinner for Schmucks. It's close, but not that close. Inception won. I thought Dinner for Schmucks would win. I did happen to pay to go see Inception.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of hurt my chances a little bit, but only about $7. Yeah. So not that big.
Could have been worse.
Yeah.
Definitely could have been worse.
All right, so I really enjoyed the movie, by the way.
Yeah, it's good.
I mean, I was hoping it would win. I just thought Dinner for Schmucks would win. It didn't. Mm-hmm. Whatever. All right, so our bet this week, we wanted to pick a driver and set an over-under for where he will finish. After much deliberation, this took a while. This is a road course, a little bit different than a normal course. Whatnot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We chose Marcus Ambrose.
Kind of an obscure NASCAR driver.
He's an obscure NASCAR driver. He has raced every race this year. Probably his first year to ever do so.
Mm-hmm.
He is a road course specialist, though.
Absolutely.
So this is a difficult task.
Because
mm-hmm. he hasn't raced well, but he's a road course specialist. What does that mean?
He has raced particularly well in road course races this year.
Yeah, and over the course of his career.
Yeah.
And he's also started well, which is really important at Watkins Glen.
Just to give you a couple numbers, his average starting position at road courses this year has been around 12.5.
No, that's over the course of his career.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then his average finish is around 11.5.
Yeah, so I mean, he's solid. He's getting it done.
Yeah.
All right, so I took Marcus Ambrose and took the under.
The over-under was set at 12.5.
Yeah, so I took the under at 12.5. So I think he's going to finish 12th or better.
And I took the over. The reason I took the over is because there are more international drivers in NASCAR now, meaning the competition, particularly at road courses, is going to be better. You've got your Juan Pablo Montoyas, your, you know, what's his name? Is it Dario?
Dario Franchitti.
Franchitti, yeah.
Yeah, look, I understand that. And also in NASCAR, you always have the big one to deal with, the wreck.
The wreck, yeah.
Yeah. But in 5 starts at NASCAR at a road course, he has 3 top tens.
Yeah.
And I'm going to try to ride this thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
very valid. If you would have wanted to take the over, I would have taken the under.
Yeah, this is important. If you win this week, you win the running bet again.
Do.
And no matter my dominance in the contest,
yeah,
you're kicking ass in the running bet.
I am. So anyway, that's the running bet for you guys.
Check it out. Like, you know, if you don't want to watch the race, just check the NASCAR score.
Yeah.
Or the NASCAR box score. What is it called? The rundown?
Standings.
The results? The standings? Yeah. Whatever you want to do. Shout-outs. You got a few?
Yeah, I would like particularly to give a shout-out to a new website that I stumbled upon. My brother told me about it, and I checked it out. Great website. It's called theartofmanliness.com. And it's a lot like Esquire, but it's how Esquire should be. You don't have to worry about going to buy some $25,000 watch. It's just things men should do.
Yeah, we checked out, what was the list we checked out?
It was a link that was on Art of Manliness. It was 1,001 things.
Which is a very long list. We don't advise you to read the whole list.
It would be good to something to look at during your lunch break or something.
Right.
1,001 things I will tell or my unborn son should know. Yeah, it was pretty insightful.
Yeah, I mean, there were some ones that I definitely agree with, most of them. There's a few I disagreed with, but in general, it was a nice list.
Yeah.
I have one, actually. I don't know. I really have no concept of how familiar this website is.
Mm-hmm.
But pacemagazine.com.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of pop culture, a lot of music reviews, movie reviews, film reviews, just interviews with people, a lot of stuff like that. I really enjoy reading it, and, you know, check it out if you feel like
it.
I've got one more. Don't want to talk about it for too long. I don't know that it even merits discussing, but I will say it. Another guy came out this week and said, or today, I guess, actually, and said, he confirmed Floyd Landis's reports that, you know, it was on the U.S. Postal Service team. It was like encouraged to use, you know, steroids, HGH, whatever you wanted to use
to dope.
Obviously, Lance Armstrong was on that team, and Lance Armstrong's attorney came out again and said, you know, Lance didn't dope, Lance didn't use this stuff. You know, I find it insulting. First of all, like, am I supposed to believe this? After Roger Clemens, after Mark McGuire, after Sammy Sosa, after Barry Bonds, am I supposed to believe this guy didn't use some performance enhancers? Absolutely not. And it's like demeaning to me as a sports fan that he would even say such. And I think it's ridiculous that there's even a question about whether he did do it or not. And I hate to even, like, merit that question with discussion on the podcast. But all I'm saying is, I'm not saying he did it. I'm not ready to get sued. I am saying there's not a doubt in my mind that I think he did it. And I'll leave it at that.
Okay. I want to give a quick caveat to that. I do think Lance Armstrong doped, but I don't think it should be assumed that he doped. Just because I don't think he should be compared to Roger Clemens and Alex Rodriguez and people like this.
He's a blowhard, man. Okay, that's what those guys were too.
All right. I mean, I understand that.
I think the facts are overwhelming that.
Well, that could be argued. This country was founded upon innocent until proven guilty.
All right. I'm not saying he's guilty. I'm saying I think he's guilty.
Okay.
There's a difference.
Yeah, there's a major difference for sure.
I'm not getting sued. I don't think Lance Armstrong listens to our podcast. I'm just saying.
In my mind, I feel like
I'm ignorant if I believe anything other than that.
I do think he has doped, but I don't think. I mean, comparing him to Roger Clemens, comparing Roger Clemens to.
Well, Roger Clemens is the same shit, though, man.
I mean, I understand that, but...
It's the same thing to me.
Roger Clemens and Lance Armstrong are two completely different people.
They're completely different people. They use completely similar tactics.
I mean, yeah, so, but... I mean, that's not conclusive evidence.
It's not conclusive evidence that both of them did it, but I do think both of them did it.
I do, too, but I don't think it's right to compare the two.
I think it's perfectly fine because they're both approaching this situation the same way.
I don't know. I honestly think if I were in the situation, I wouldn't go about it like them. But, I mean, I would. If somebody asked me, did you use performance-enhancing drugs, I wouldn't say yes.
I mean, you can say no comment. You can do a lot of things. These guys are just like, no, of course I didn't. Of course I didn't.
And maybe,
the overwhelming evidence is that they did.
Maybe he didn't.
Maybe he didn't, but I don't think he didn't.
I mean,
Does that make sense?
I don't think he did either, but maybe he didn't.
Maybe not, but what I'm saying is I don't buy that for a millisecond.
Yeah, maybe so.
I'm not an idiot.
Okay.
I think he did it. And I'm not even buying the discussion of whether he did or didn't. I think it's almost at this point, neither here nor there. How is he handling it? He's handling it poorly.
Fair enough. Alright, so moving on, the last thing we're gonna have for you guys this week is the big finish.
Yeah, it's very different this week.
Yeah, it is. We wanted to tie it in with an earlier aspect of the show, a draft.
Right. We're going to have another draft for you for the big finish. There are very strict parameters to this draft.
There are.
Would you expound?
There are... How many did we do? 8?
Mm-hmm.
The draft is going to be clothing stores.
Okay? Strictly clothing stores.
Belk, Parisians, stuff like that, do not count.
If you can buy it in a department store, we're not counting.
Yeah. The only place these clothes are sold are in these stores.
Right, and they're nationally recognized stores
that are,
but they are stores that you can find in Birmingham.
Exactly.
So we're not taking like really good stores that you can only find in the large cities.
Yeah.
We're not taking boutique stores in Birmingham.
Right.
So we had to limit this somehow.
Yeah.
So this is how we limit it.
So before you get on our case, you can find Polo at Belk. You can find Tommy Hilfiger at Belk. So those are out.
We don't have an American Apparel store here. We don't have an H&M store here. Exactly. There's a lot of different things.
Yeah.
All right. So we're trying to limit this.
Yeah.
I think we've done a decent job.
We're going to do a live flip here.
All right.
I'm going to flip. You call in the air.
Okay.
Heads. And it is tails.
It is tails. All right.
So I will take the first pick.
We're going to snake the draft again, as always. Write it down, Clutch.
I will. With the first pick in the draft, let's give them the options first.
All right.
The options are Gap, Express, Urban Outfitters, American Eagle, Banana Republic, Old Navy, PacSun, and Buckle. Okay?
These are the ones that we could think of over just a little bit of deliberation.
Yeah.
So don't hate on us if there's one out there that we missed. And we're talking men's stores, not female stores.
Yeah.
We're men.
Yeah. With the first pick in the clothing store draft, I will take this because I would say close to 95% of the clothes I wear come from this store.
Can I call it for you?
Yeah. Gap. Yeah, there's a Gap.
Yeah. I'm probably pretty similar in terms of, you know, the percentage of clothes that I wear.
Yeah.
For my two picks, though, I will take Express and Urban Outfitters.
Okay.
Express, it's a little bit nicer, I guess, than Gap, but I totally dig their clothes, particularly some of their dress clothes, like the way they fit, whatnot. Urban Outfitters, it's just a class act. It's a little expensive, but you can find what you're looking for there, and I like it.
Yeah.
They have a clearance aisle usually. They got some other stuff too. We're talking just clothes though, so I'll drop it at that. But I found some nice hats, some nice, other things in there.
Okay, so Gap's out, Express is out, Urban Outfitters is out.
It's true.
Okay, so with my fourth and fifth pick, I'm going to take Banana Republic, because it's along the same lines as Express. It's fairly, relative to the rest, it's high-end stuff.
All right, relative to our other picks.
Yeah. And then, I just like their clothes. I mean, they have sharp clothes.
Yeah, they absolutely do.
Yeah. And then, after that, I'm going to take PacSun. Solely because I was in there not long ago and they had some sick tank tops. Also have a bathing suit from PacSun. Also have a pair of jeans. And it's like my go-to pair of jeans right now that came from PacSun.
Alright. I mean, I was hoping you wouldn't take PacSun.
Yeah.
I have a couple of shirts from PacSun. I also have a pair of board shorts from PacSun. Whatever. If I'm left with American Eagle, Old Navy, and Buckle, which is what I'm left with, I'll take American Eagle. They make nice boxers, I guess. I mean, I've got quite a few American Eagle boxers. And also, their t-shirts are pretty soft. I don't know if that sounds ridiculous or not, but... I mean, I'm not wearing much American Eagle clothes.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
I mean, I pretty much don't wear American Eagle clothes outside of those two things. I will also take Buckle.
Yes!
Because I'm not taking Old Navy. I haven't shopped in Old Navy since I was
young. That's what I was hoping. I was sandbagging Old Navy. I'm not a huge Old Navy fan. Far from it. I wanted Old Navy because it's in the Gap family. Gap, Banana Republic, Old Navy are all owned by the same people.
Right.
Yeah. Also, Old Navy's clothes, however low quality they might be, are a lot more flexible than Buckle and American Eagle.
Yeah, I mean, I'll grant you that. I just had to take American Eagle and Buckle back to back.
You did.
Right, that's embarrassing.
Yeah, it's tough. You didn't have much work with though.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
I mean, Buckle is kind of, I quit it with the MMA guys, whatever. They got some decent stuff in there. I bought belt buckles and belts from them before. So, I mean, alright, essentially, we're scraping bottom of the barrel here.
Yeah.
We're not much for nationally owned stores that whose clothes you can't buy in department stores, or who are local stores that sell just in Birmingham. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, definitely.
Did I just fuck that up?
No, I don't think so.
I mean, whatever.
To round it out.
Alright, I took Express, Urban, American Eagle, and Buckle. Clutch took Gap, Banana Republic, PacSun, Old Navy. I mean, I think you could argue one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
Your top three might be better than my top three. The last ones, I don't know.
They're kind of all in the same group.
Yeah.
Again, I like Old Navy more. You can find a solid colored t-shirt in Old Navy. You could not find that in any other places.
Right, but I totally dig Express the Urban Outfitters.
Yeah, for sure.
And I mean, if I would have the first pick, obviously, I would take Gap too.
But anyway, so that's all we got for you guys this week. We'll come back next week. Some more crazy stuff for you guys.
Yeah, we're gonna have more sports next week, so
yeah, we will.
Just check it out.
Anyway, check it out, and we will get back with y'all next week.
Alright.
Holla.